Hello, friends. Before we actually introduce the podcast and go through all that introduction today, I want you to know that we have taken this from one of our exclusive content videos that you can find just for those people who partner with me at troybrewer.com. We actually have a whole nother network that's called troybrewer.tv. And again, it's free to everybody who partners with me on a monthly basis. And guys, I have so many of these kinds of incredible interviews and talks in the form of video. Point, click, be transformed, and save somebody out of sexual trafficking by partnering with me at troybrewer.com. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and we'll get right off into this podcast. Here we go. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome to this special edition of exclusive content here on TroyBrewer.tv. I'm so grateful that you guys are here. And also, too, I'm grateful for everybody that's listening all over the world on the radio, on all of our networks all over the world, and what a big deal this is because I'm not here by myself. I'm here in front of the stage here at Open Door Church, and I'm telling you, it's a miracle that this guy is here with me today. Guys, I have the CEO of God TV who is with me right now, Brother Ward Simpson. Hello, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Troy.
Thank you. It's a dream come true, man, for you to be sitting here.
Oh, man.
It is. Since the first time I met you, I thought, what do I got to do to get that guy to come out to Texas? And you did it. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you, brother.
And an honor. I mean,
thank you.
I've seen what God is doing in your life, and it's inspired our whole team.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You know, I'm always amazed that anybody gives me the time of day, and I'm not just saying that. You know, I'm just like, right. Wow, because I take it. I mean, it's a big deal. I came out to meet you in Orlando. You have offices in Orlando. Mm-hmm. By the way, do you have offices other places too besides Orlando?
We have one in Orlando. We have one in or two in the UK. We have a couple in India, Australia, Sri Lanka,
wow.
Israel, South Africa, Kenya. So there's a few.
Yeah, there's a couple. My gosh. How many countries is God TV on?
You know, probably about 200. You know, 300 million homes, more or less, around the world.
300 million homes. Wow. That's a big responsibility.
Africa, Asia.
Yeah, wow.
Europe, UK, America.
Well, I want to tell you, I went out there to meet you, I think, sometime last year, and I was just supposed to just talk with you for just a few minutes, and you were so good to me, man. You're like, hey, just stay on. Let's just film another one. Let's film another one. Let's film another one. And it was so anointed. Do you remember how the anointing was on the set?
Yeah, I remember. I said, man, I got to have Troy back. You know, so we didn't let you leave.
Thank you. Honestly, just the way the Spirit of the Lord started moving, there was the guys behind the cameras were crying. Just, you know, that happens sometimes. Just there'll just be a move of God that'll take place. And I mean, I didn't really have anything prepared. I didn't even know really what all we were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I was just ready to talk to you about anything. And I left there and just went, you know what? That was a game changer. The Lord just did something and that touched people's lives. And it did. And so I got a tremendous response from that. Literally, people from all over the world said, hey, I saw you on there.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
And I'm grateful for that. And also, too, it inspired a lot of people, you know, to get involved and get in the trenches, which is a constant message that I have. You know, get involved, do something, actually do something and walk it all the way through.
Yeah.
And people started telling me about that. But you know what, man, you're here because tonight you're going to be speaking at the Invasion Conference. Mm-hmm. So what are you speaking on? What's your subject?
Tonight's going to be on strongholds. Oh. The enemy has these strongholds that he creates in believers. You know, there's a misconception or a false understanding about demonic interference in our lives. People say, well, you can't be possessed as a Christian, so they discount the rest of enemy's tactics.
Right. Come on.
So we don't believe that a Christian can be possessed.
Right.
Because possession means ownership.
Come on, amen. That's good.
So Satan doesn't own you. God owns you.
That's right. It's good.
You're his child. You're his son.
Yes.
You're his daughter.
Good. That's a good word.
But just like with our homes, if we leave a door open and a thief comes in, he doesn't own your house.
That's right.
But he's come in your house.
Come on, man. That's good.
So what happens with believers, you know, they become born again. Yes, the Bible says we become a new creation. All things have passed away. All things become new. But in reality, they still have their hurts, their soul ties, their emotional scars, things that the enemy has created a stronghold in their life.
Yes.
And these things have to be broken.
Amen.
And they can be broken in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. To me, the whole kingdom advancement thing and the whole thing about promised land is that the enemy must be confronted and the enemy must be displaced.
Yes.
Must be. And that's the whole principle of the promised land is, hey, the enemy must be displaced. And within my own life, I can very much be a child of the King. I can very much be, you know, walking with God, have a wonderful walk with the Lord, really be seeing fruit in my life, but have places in my life where I'm more like Samson. And instead of going after the enemy, I'm sleeping with the enemy and producing more enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you sleep with the enemy, brother, is you produce more enemies.
Wow.
And
you need to say that again. Somebody needs to hear that.
If you partner with the enemy and if you sleep with the enemy, you produce more enemies.
Yeah.
So Samson was anointed to destroy Philistines, mm-hmm. but he actually lusted after Philistines. And he decided, you know what? I can live with this in my life. This is kind of cool. You know, I like this. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know, being in alignment with his assignment, he actually ended up in bed with Philistines and it blinded him. And his strength was taken away. And my gosh, everybody's like, well, Samson really finished well. Well, I don't think it says very well of you when the Bible says you took out more of the enemy in your death than you did in your life. In other words, the kingdom was better off with you gone than with you in it. Oh, no, I don't like that. And that's what happens, man, when we choose to live with these kinds of strongholds and say, well, this is just, I grew up like this. I have these kinds of tendencies. Mm-hmm. I have this stuff in my life. And you live with it and learn to cooperate with it instead of displace it.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are many believers don't even understand that there's freedom.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're just going to believe God for a breakthrough in men and women around the world. I mean,
Amen.
That's what we do at God TV. Our mission is souls, Israel, and revival.
Okay. So those three things.
Yeah.
Souls, Israel, and revival is what your mission is all about.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that? And why are those things such high values for you personally?
You know, our team in the UK, they kept telling me, Ward, what's our mission? What's our mission? What's our mission? I said, I just got here. And I've been here a year and a half. You've been here for 21 years.
Okay.
Did you have a mission before? Right. Wasn't it to spread the gospel of Jesus to the ends of the earth? Why do you keep asking me for a mission? But they just kept pressing and pressing. And one day, you know, and this, what I'm going to say to you is a good thing for believers to understand. God wants us to hear His voice more than we want to hear it.
Come on.
So in my own life, God creates a pattern how He speaks to me.
Yep.
And for my pastor, it's the same way. My pastor will say that when he wakes up out of a sleep, usually that's the time when God speaks to him.
Wow.
So whenever that happens, he takes it very seriously.
Okay.
It's not always the case.
Yes.
But I tell people all the time, God doesn't shout to you today and whisper tomorrow. He doesn't go on the mountain today and the valley tomorrow. He's not playing hide and seek.
Come on.
He wants you to hear His voice. The Bible says that He's your shepherd, you're His sheep, and His sheep hear His voice.
That's right.
And they know His voice. They recognize
that's
His
right.
voice.
That's right.
Now, do I always get it right? No. Do I always hear His voice? No. But again, the point I want to make is that you don't need to get over religious and over spiritual and think that you have to go pray and fast for 40 days to hear God.
Right.
God will speak to you. If you're watching right now, if you're listening right now, and you're a homemaker, you're at home, you're with your kids, you're busy all day long, you're just working around the clock. God will speak to you right where you're at. He wants to have that relationship
Amen.
With you. If you're a businessman, if you're a student, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God wants to speak to you. He wants you to hear His voice even more than you even recognize. In my case, Troy, how did I get those pillars? I was driving down the road. I got a cell phone call from England, and they're bugging me again. And I said, Lord, I need a mission. What's the calling? And immediately, it was Israel, revival, and souls. But those three first letters was IRS.
Yeah, no, it didn't work. everybody dreads the IRS.
So I said, Lord, would it be okay? Souls, Israel, and revival.
Which is, sir. Okay, right on.
So he said, yeah, you know, every morning I tell the team, you wake up and just say, yes, sir.
Come on,
thy
yes,
will
sir.
Be done. Yes, sir. Every morning you wake up and you say, yes, sir, to the call of God in your life. Souls, what's that mean? Taking the message of the cross, taking the message of the gospel of Jesus to the ends of the earth and making disciples of
men
and women.
Come on. Amen, amen.
Okay.
Yes.
Israel to be the watchman on our walls, according to Isaiah, to her intercessor, to be her voice, her advocate, her defender.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
To be her evangelist. To be her evangelist, to spread the good news to Jewish people around the world that Yeshua the Messiah came already and he's coming again.
Come on.
Our prayer is that revival would come to the nation of Israel, that their eyes would be opened. And then revival is a big word for lots of things. It's the move of God. It's the manifest presence of God. It's men and women awakening from their slumber, from their lukewarmness, from their backslidden condition, from their just their lazy Christianity.
Come on, amen.
To know that there's people dying and going to hell right around them and they're doing nothing about it.
Yep.
So we were praying for revival to come to their lives, to come to their neighborhoods, to their schools, to their cities, to their nation, to their country.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we are revivalists, we're Zionists, and we are soul winners in Jesus'
name. That's outstanding. Now you actually know, you know firsthand a lot about revival because you were a significant part of the Brownsville revival. I mean, the Brownsville revival. As a matter of fact, I might be saying this wrong, but I think that you were over some kind of a school there.
We had a school of ministry. I mean, the revival started in 95.
Okay.
I didn't get there until 96.
Okay.
Then I moved there in 97.
Wow.
I went through the Bible school, and then I was the executive director of the school.
Okay.
You know, we had about 1,100 students in the height of it. And let's talk about revival for a minute.
Let's cut my teeth
on that.
Okay.
Let's talk about schools. We had reports from schools, Troy, that kids would come into class on a day and God's presence would be so thick that they'd be face down crying out to God, where the teachers would call the church and say, what's going on? Something's going on. And we would have revival in our schools.
Talk about public school system.
Public school system. Kids just, something happened. You can't explain it. You can't manufacture it. You can't fake it. True revival is not just another service. It is the manifest presence of God coming down and changing lives.
Yes, sir.
And night after night after night, we saw the power of God cause men and women to repent, but not just to repent, but to turn around completely and follow Jesus 100%. We saw people move from all over the world. I moved from Barbados in the Caribbean to Florida to a place I'd never heard about, Pensacola.
Sounds like a soft drink.
Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Podcast listener. Hey, man, I'm sitting in the studio here, and Mason and I are talking. We're like, hey, we need to do just a brief, tiny 1 minute interruption and remind people that if they need prayer, that they can call us. And you can. If you need prayer, if you need resources, if you need information about the New Beginnings Prophetic Conference for the 2020 year to come, or if you need information about the Arise Zion Israel Tour from March 23rd, I think it is, to the 31st, if you need information about Open Door Church, or how we're saving girls out of sexual trafficking, or how you can partner with us, all of that is found at troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888. Please be sure and let people know about this podcast and the amazing ministry that all of us as partners are doing together. All right, let's go back to the podcast. Here we go.
Yeah. So listen, people were lined up from 6 and 7 in the morning. They can't get in the building until 6 in the evening. They were lined up, brother. 2 and 3 and 4 long, lined up to come into a church. We had reporters from all over the world coming. What's happening here? You know, one man was in a line. Reporter went to him and said, what are you doing here? He says, well, I was riding my bike and I heard a voice tell me to go to Brownsville. So I started going to Brownsville, Texas. But then when I got there, I was supposed to be in Brownsville, Pensacola. That was like the subdivision,
right.
Brownsville.
Right.
I mean, that was a story of, and when you have experienced revival like that, Troy, nothing else will do. I don't need another conference, another church, another wife, another service, another interview, another program, another TV network. When you have experienced God coming down in a manifest way where you can't even stand, the only thing you can do is lay on the floor thinking that Jesus is about to show up. I mean, can you see my passion?
And that wasn't a one event. That was something that went on for years.
Yeah.
It went on for years.
It did.
And so you're just living with this glory of the Lord. And you know, there's not a template for it. You know, and it's not like you can go to the church down the street and say, hey, how do you guys carry this?
Yeah.
So you're just trying to steward the presence of God in such an amazing way. You know, night after night, day after day. You guys literally had church like every night, right?
Yeah, we had prayer meeting Tuesday night. Then we had revival service Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Sunday, we had church.
Wow.
And, you know, John Kilpatrick's the pastor. Yes. Steve Hill was the evangelist. Lendell Cooley, the worship leader.
Okay.
And Michael Brown was the president of the school.
Okay.
Started the school.
Okay,
right. Dr. Brown.
Yep.
So it was a team that God had brought together. And I just thank God that I was able to be a part of it.
And so you literally had a front row seat for what people were coming from all over the world to see. And stand in line to hope to get a glimpse of. I just want to get a glimpse of that. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And there was this compelling force within people, like these strange magnetic forces started bringing people from all over the world to this place. And I've had so many, my own pastor, Pastor Jim Maxwell, it changed his life and it wrecked him. He was never the same again after that. He came from, we all came from a certain denomination. And I think you came from the same bunch. Mm-hmm. And there was just a way that you did things. Mm-hmm. And everybody that went out there was challenged and says this, if this wine is being offered, am I willing to change my wineskin? Mm-hmm. Am I willing to have new methods? Am I willing to rethink things? Mm-hmm. What is it that I want out of a church service? Mm-hmm. What is it am I looking for? Am I looking to, I want to be the guy that's able to do a cool church service? Mm-hmm. Or am I looking to find the manifest presence of God for me and for everybody else that comes? What is that?
Yeah. Nah. I mean, the point is there's more.
Yeah,
there's more. You've got to be hungry. You can't be satisfied. Listen, one, the Chamber of Commerce called the church during the Christmas break. They would break for Christmas.
Yeah.
The first break, called them and said, did y'all stop? Tourism just dropped. What's going on here? Okay. The rental car companies had to put the church on their maps.
Wow.
Okay. The local Shoney's restaurant was the number one Shoney's in the nation.
Wow.
Okay. It was just down from the church, right?
Okay.
And we would go there after church and we would say, a table for 8, 4 sitting and 4 laying. Okay, listen. These two Playboy girl bunnies came in for a shoot. This is a true story. The weather, there was a storm, and they asked the taxi driver, take us to where the action is. What'd he do? Brought them to the revival. Troy, they gave their lives to God. Okay, they came to do a shoot, but gave their lives to God. People would drive by that building and they would say, something is drawing me in. They wouldn't know what it was drawing them in, and they would come in and get right with God.
Oh, God.
Okay. So are you hungry for more of God? And that's what we want to do with the revival part of God TV, is stir up hunger and stir up believers to know there's more. There's much more.
You know what, brother? You're doing it too, and you're going to do it, and God's going to do greater and greater and greater. You know, there is another revival that's coming. There's another big wave of something that's coming. And we've been hearing it here for about the past 5 years. We've had prophetic people come from all over the world and have actually come here, actually to this building. There was just recently, this is a cool thing that happened, about this time last year, there was a couple that came here. They drove all the way down from Michigan. And they were about to go buy a new RV. And while they were there, the Lord spoke to them and said, go buy your RV in Burleson, Texas. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
They'd never been to Burleson before in their life. They drove all the way down here. Didn't even know if there was an RV center here. And there's a ton of RV centers here. Mm-hmm. And they found one and they're here. And they told the guy, they said, you know what? We bought this thing down here because God sent us here and we don't know why. Well, the person that they bought it from is the person who goes to Open Door. And they're like, I bet I know why. Why don't you come meet our pastor? Well, they came here in the parking lot, and I wasn't here that day. I live out in Glen Rose, as you know. And my sister-in-law was walking through the parking lot, and she saw them. She said, hey, can I help you? And they're like, yeah, we want to meet the pastor, and we want to pray for him, and we want to talk to him. And she said, why? And then, you know, she told him. And then he said, he got on the phone, and I talked to him, and he said, Troy, he said, does the word tsunami mean anything to you? And that's like a calling card to me, okay? Mm-hmm. Because this prophetic word of the next wave, I call it the next wave because I've had that word tsunami spoken to me so many times that there's another tsunami that is coming and it changes landscapes. Mm. This thing that is coming cannot be stopped and it's going to change landscapes. Amen. And I went, yes, it is. And I need to talk to you. And so anyway, they had this big prophetic thing. But after that, they said, watch and pay attention. People are going to start coming from all over the place. And it's the prelude to a tsunami that is coming. Well, I have a good friend named Byron Easterling who's here. And he's on staff with Graham Cook. And he does this wild prophetic stuff. And he came here and he said that there was something that was going to start from this region that was going to go out all over the place. Hmm. Right at the time that was prophesied is when I met you. And I'm like, these guys have stewarded a revival before and they know what that's like and they had the passion for it. And I want to tell you, up until I started hanging around you guys, outside of Gene Izaguirre that lives on the border, I have never hung around people that were revival people because, you know, I've been the outreach guy. I've been the guy that, you know, I've just been in a different vein, you know, and I've had to repent and say, Lord, because I'm a passion. I'm telling you, dude, I'm a passionate guy and I'm all about passion and I'm all about, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? You know, come on, let's do this. But I want to tell you, brother, I had to repent. I got in front of the entire church and repented and said, I have failed you guys as a pastor for not praying for revival, for not being a guy that's after revival, who's not somebody who preaches on revival and invites revival here, and we're changing. And we changed all that. It was actually after I met you guys in Florida.
Wow.
And that's a true story. I stood up in front of the whole church and said, you know what? I have missed this thing, and we're not going to miss it anymore. Mm. If God wants to have real revival, we don't want to miss that. We want to be a part of that.
Amen.
And it might wreck everything. You're like, yeah, it might.
It's not easy, but once you taste, you can't go back.
Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Can't go back, brother.
Well, I want to tell you, Ward, for everybody here that's watching right now, for all you guys that are watching, I want you guys to please remember Brother Ward. Brother Ward makes it look real easy to be him. And it's not. I've been hanging out with this guy the past couple of days. This guy is on the phone. He's a mover and shaker, yet he carries the presence of the Lord in such a way he actually has peace. And I've been watching that. I love that about you. I love that about you. And I want to ask you guys, will you guys please be in prayer for Brother Ward? Will you guys please be in prayer for God TV and all the people that God TV is reaching? You guys heard what Brother Ward said, that he's all about the sir. He's all about sirs. Salvation is the souls. He's all about Israel and he's all about revival. Hey man, let's be in agreement with these guys and let's believe God for this.
Amen. Thank you.
Brother, would you please, before we hang out, man, would you please pray for us? When you pray for everybody that's listening on the radio, would you pray for everybody that's watching?
Sure. Sure. Father, matter of fact, if you're watching right now, just stretch your hands out this way.
Come on.
I want to pray for those that are listening by radio. Just close your eyes for a moment and focus on the King, focus on the Lord. Father, we know there's so much more. Lord, I ask that everyone watching today, everyone listening today, Lord, that you would just supernaturally, by your Spirit, arrest them now. And Lord, open their eyes and their ears, but their hearts, Father, I pray you would stir up something inside of them, God.
Do it, God.
Cause them to be hungry for more of you,
God.
Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Father, that they may lay hands on the sick and they're recovered, Lord, that they may cast out demons, that their shadows would heal the sick, Lord, they would talk and just declare the works of heaven, Father, that they may be an influence to their neighbors, to their friends, to their loved ones.
Yes, yes, yes.
And listen, for all of you parents right now, that your kids are away from God, let's believe right now for a miracle.
We believe you, God.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We believe you, Jesus.
We pray that you would bring the prodigal home.
Yes.
Lord, that you would open their eyes.
Do it, God.
And open their ears and bring them home in Jesus' name. Friends, we love you and we're praying for you. And Troy, I want you to know, God TV holds you, your ministry, and your staff in very high regard.
thank God for you.
Thank you, sir. Pray that He would continue to bless you, to anoint you, to draw you closer, take you deeper, and continue to expand the work of God in your life.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
You are an inspiration and an encouragement to all of us.
Thank you, brother. Well, you are to me too. I promise you, you're a breath of fresh air to me. You really are. Friends, I want to encourage you guys, man, look them up. If you have DirecTV, for everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching, if you have DirecTV, you can find God TV here within the United States. Channel number 365, right
More
on.
More importantly, go to God.TV.
But go to God.TV, and you can find them anywhere in the world.
Did you know that's the channel God watches?
Oh, it sounds like it. God TV. How about them apples? God bless you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, man. I'm so grateful. Thank you, brother.